和与圣灵同工。
Let's continue with the topic, how to work with the Holy Spirit. We have talked about that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that abides with us forever.
他是保惠师，是要在凡事上指教我们。
He is our helper, and he can teach us in all things.
是真理的圣灵，为真理做见证，引导我们明白一切的真理。
He is the Spirit of truth. He testifies for the truth and guides us into all truth.
他也是代求的灵。
He is also the Spirit of intercession.
按照神的旨意啊，为众圣徒祈求。
He prays for all the saints according to God's will.
圣灵也是赐给人智慧启示的灵。
The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
要启示我们明白属灵的奥秘。
He reveals to us the mysteries in the Spirit.
圣灵也在我们工作上随时来指示我们当走的道路。
The Holy Spirit also guides us in every area and every step of our ministry.
所以主耶稣要门徒等候圣灵降临在他们身上之后才开始传福音。
This is why our Lord Jesus Christ asked the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit to come before going out to preach.
因为我们只是与圣灵同工的。
This is because we are simply co-workers with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要借着教会来完成神救赎的工作。
Through the church, the Holy Spirit himself will complete the work of salvation.
所以我们进一步认识圣灵是如何在我们身上工作。
We also looked at how the Holy Spirit works in us.
也就是如何借着我们去工作。
In other words, how the Holy Spirit accomplishes work through us.
那第一点，圣灵运行在我们身上。
First of all, the Holy Spirit works in our individuals.
赐给个人不同的恩赐。
He gives each one a gift.
第二是圣灵也运行在个人的心中。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit works in our hearts.
运行就是一种感动。
He moves our hearts.
让我们很清楚地知道神的旨意，神要我们做的工作是什么。
He tells us very clearly God's will and the work he has assigned to us.
第三点，圣灵差遣门徒去工作。
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit sends out disciples to work for him.
这个差遣的工作，我们看使徒行传十三章。
Let's read John chapter 13 to read about the concept of sending.
主耶稣在要升天之前也是向门徒吹一口气，说你们受圣灵，就是奉主的差遣。
Before our Lord ascended to heaven, he breathed on the disciples through his spirit, and he sent them out.
那这种差遣呢，是教会的差遣。
And this is the sending forth of the church.
我们看使徒行传十三章。
Let's please read John chapter 13.
我们看到保罗、巴拿巴是怎么样奉差遣。
I'm sorry, Acts chapter 13. We see
使徒行传十三章。
We see how Paul and Barnabas were sent out.
在第一节说，安提阿教会当中这些教会的领导者，他们一起在禁食、祷告、服侍神。
In Acts chapter 13, we read that.The certain prophets and teachers were fasting and serving the Lord in the church.
这是教会的一种侍奉。
This is the church ministry.
在教会的侍奉当中呢，圣灵就说。
Verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said,
要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工。
Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
第四节。
4.
他们就被圣灵差遣。
So being sent out by the Holy Spirit.
就出发去传福音。
They went out to preach.
那么他们怎么样被圣灵差遣？
How were they sent out by the Holy Spirit?
教会明白神的圣灵指示的旨意。
The church had received a very clear instruction from the Holy Spirit.
按照神的旨意，禁食祷告，按手在差派他们出去。
So after that, they fasted and prayed and laid hands on these apostles and sent them out.
像保罗，所以保罗说，若不没有奉差权，怎能传道？
That is why Paul says, how can anyone preach unless he is sent?
这是一个很重要的圣灵的工作。
So the work of sending is an important aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要交托重要的任务。
The Holy Spirit entrusts to us important missions from God.
这种工作就不是个人的感动。
So this kind of work is not through human will.
有一些人误会了。
Some people have it wrong.
以为圣灵会感动他，哦，就个人性，像前面两种说啊，在我们心里感动，哦，让我们要去做什么。
Some people confuse this with the individual movement of the Holy Spirit on a person.
哥林多教有这样的情况。
And this problem occurred in the Corinthian church.
所以造成许多的混乱。
As a result, there was much confusion in the church.
其实，圣灵不会这么做。
But the Holy Spirit should not cause confusion.
圣灵是非常有秩序的。
The Holy Spirit is very orderly.
他一定按照神的旨意，按照神所设立的规矩啊，秩序啊，来做事情。
The Holy Spirit does everything according to God's divine will and order.
虽然神已经拣选扫罗。
God has chosen Saul.
和巴拿巴。
As well as Barnabas.
那你看要等到什么时候才开始去做神要他们做的工作
？But when did Saul and Barnabas actually went out and did the work of God？
一直等候到这个时候才奉差遣。
They waited until this point before they actually went out。
所以保罗说那句话。
That is why Paul said this。
在罗马书第十章那里。
Which is recorded in Romans chapter 10。
传福音是一个权柄的运用。
Preaching the gospel is the exercise of divine authority.
要使用主耶稣的这个权柄去传福音拯救人。
With the authority given by our Lord Jesus Christ, we go out to preach the gospel to save souls.
这个就牵涉到赦罪定罪的权柄。
And this authority is the authority to retain sins as well as forgive sins.
这种工作是圣灵的教会的借着教会来差遣。
And this work is being sent by the Holy Spirit through the church.
看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
说若没有奉差遣，怎能传道
？How shall they preach unless they are sent？
保罗在提到这个传福音的事情。
Paul here speaks about preaching the gospel.
那就先提到若没有奉差遣，怎能传道？
How shall they preach unless they are sent?
他很清楚，我是奉差遣的。
Paul was clearly aware of the fact that he had been sent.
不是我自己来的。
He did not take it upon himself.
所以当时哥林多教会啊，有些人就怀疑保罗。
Some of the Corinthian members questioned Paul's authority.
如果保罗真的是自己被感动去了，那就完蛋了。
Had Paul taken upon the ministry upon himself, then he would have been in trouble.
我们过去看到有一些工人呢，全部都由自己被感动的行动的。
We've seen some workers in the past, who always took things upon themselves.
他是不理教会的那一套那个制度的。
They did not obey the institution of the church.
我是被圣灵感动的。
They believed they were inspired by the Holy Spirit directly.
对吗
？Is this correct?
很明显是错的。
It is wrong.Obviously.
不是圣灵的差遣。
That is not the sending of the Holy Spirit.
不管他行了多大的神迹，跟耶稣没有关系。
No matter how great a miracle this worker may perform, it is not from the Lord Jesus. It's nothing to do with the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣会说，我从来不认识你们。
Because the Lord Jesus will say to such workers, I never knew you.
会不会稀奇？这很简单，很容易明白的。
So this shouldn't come as a surprise.
他不遵守啊，神所设立教会的这个制度。
Such workers do not obey the church, which is instituted by God himself.
圣灵会跟这样的人同工，那就很奇怪了。
How can the Holy Spirit work with such people?
神是非常有秩序，而且是完全守规矩的神。
God is very orderly, and He does everything in an orderly fashion.
所以保罗去传福音，不管到哪里去，规规矩矩的。
That is why wherever Paul went to preach, he would do so in a very orderly way.
凡事都是按规矩而行。
He did everything according to the right
order. 这个原则我们一定要了解，而且呢要遵守。
And this is a principle we must always understand and hold on to.
要与圣灵同工，一定守规矩。
If we want to work with the Holy Spirit, we must follow the order in the church.
遵守教会的制度。
We must abide by the institutions of the church.
不要太急躁。
Don't be too anxious.
有时候还要走在教会的前面，有些热心的信徒啊。
Some people are so zealous that they want to walk ahead of the church.
这个很危险。
This is very dangerous.
好像被圣灵感动了，大发热心了，但是那个不是。
They seem to have been inspired by the Holy Spirit and are very fervent, but they are actually not from God.
超越基督啊，就没有神，没有神。
Because if anyone goes beyond Jesus Christ, then they do not have God.
意思就是说，不是出于神的。
In other words, their inspiration is not from God.
那一种感动是不可信的。
Such movement is not to be believed.
如果啊，遵循教会的体制，顺服圣教会的差遣。
We need to submit to the institution and the sending of the church.
那圣灵才会工作。
Then the Holy Spirit will work with us.
神才与我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
所以说呢，我们一定啊要把握这个原则。
So this is a principle we must always adhere to.
所以保罗说，若没有奉差遣，怎能传道？
That is why Paul said, "How can they preach unless they have been sent?"
所以说我们今天呢，要明白圣灵的这个工作迹象很重要。
So this is one of the most important points in understanding how the Holy Spirit works.
那么接下来我们要看如何来与圣灵同工。
Next, we will study how to work with the Holy Spirit.
首先第一项要认识自己所得的恩赐啊，这里少一个字，恩赐。
First of all, we need to understand the grace or the gift that has been entrusted to us.
这个保罗在罗马书十二章三节到八节很清楚的来告诉我们。
And this is clearly explained in Romans chapter 12, verses 3-8.
好，我们看这个十二章啊，第二节，第三节。
Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
说我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。
I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
But to think soberly as God has dealt each one a measure of faith.
这是第一个，一定要看清楚自己呀、神所分给我们的恩赐是什么。
This is of foremost importance. We need to understand and see what kind of gift God has given to us.
所以保罗说，好像身体上的好些肢体呀、肢体的功用不一样一样。
According to Paul, we are just like different members of the body.
那第二点。
Secondly,
要明白主所托付的职事。
We need to understand the ministries entrusted by the Lord.
有恩赐不一定有知识。
Just because you have gifts doesn't mean that you have true knowledge.
因为这个知识啊，一定是已经被联络上的啊，在教会已经被联络上才会有知识。
True knowledge comes after the different members of the body are joined together.
我们看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
第四节说恩赐原有分别啊，却是一位啊，圣灵却是一位。
Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
接下来第二五节说执事也有分别。
Verse 5,
却是一位。
There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.
恩赐在先。
So gifts come first.
那么教会就根据我们的恩赐来分派工作。
And the Lord will assignus to different ministries according to our gifts.
教会就是主耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
所以教会分派的知识就是主耶稣分派的知识。
So whatever ministry the church assigns us to is from the Lord.
所以当时呢，保罗啊，安提阿教会啊，就不差派他出去。
When the church in Antioch sent out Paul and Barnabas.
他在使徒行传的二十章那里怎么说？
What does Paul say about this in Acts chapter 20?
他说：“我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要完成主耶稣托付给我的职事。
”I do not consider my life to be cherished as long as I fulfill the ministry which has been entrusted by God.
把神的恩惠的道能够证明出来。
And that I may testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
他很清楚他的职事是什么。
Paul knew very well what、
这个、
his ministry was.
这个职事从哪里来的。
And he knew where his ministry came from.
所以我们也要知道。
We also need to know this.
很可惜的就是说有一些由自己啊，这个职事是自己来的，从自己来的。
Unfortunately, many people think of ministries from on their own.
我有这个恩赐，我就可以做事情了。
They feel that they have the gift, so they are able to do what they want.
这个好像哥林多教会就有这样的人。
There were people like that in Corinth.
所以保罗特别要跟他讲的这么详细，不一样，不一样。
So Paul told them very clearly that this is not so.
凡事啊。规规矩矩按着次序来啊。
Paul told them that they must do everything in order.
职事有分别，但主是一位，都是主耶稣啊来分派给我们的啊。
There are different ministries, but the same Lord, because it is.
那有了职事之后呢，这个恩赐的功用就会发挥出来了。
Through the ministries, we can exercise our gifts.
所以第六节说功用也有分别。
That's why it says verse 6, there are different activities.
神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
But it is the same God who works all in all.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们一定按照这个秩序来。
We must follow this order.
第三点呢。
Point 3, point C.
因为圣灵要在我们心中工作。
The Holy Spirit works in our hearts.
我们的心呢。要怎么样的心才圣灵才会工作？
So what kind of hearts should we have in order for the Holy Spirit to move us？
这一点呢，这项非常重要。
This is a very important point。
这个是一个学习的开端。
And this is the beginning to our learning。
主耶稣在马太福音十一章啊
，In Matthew chapter 11，
28节说：“你们凡劳苦担重担，可以到我这里来，我叫你们得安息。”
Verse 28, the Lord Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我们的重担呢，放下了。
We need to lay aside our burden.
现在呢，要跟随耶稣啊。
We want to follow our Lord Jesus.
29节主耶稣就说了。
And in verse 29, our Lord said,
他说，我的心柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and lowly in heart.
谢谢。你们要学习我的样式。
You must learn from me.
这句话很重要。
This is a very important statement.
因为我信主是28节，这句话吸引我来。
How I came to the Lord was when I read verse 28.
那么我到主面前呢，重担放下之后，29节对我就是一个开端。
When I came before the Lord and laid down my burdens, verse 29, show me how to begin my walk with the Lord.
因为主耶稣的呼召就是要跟从他。
The Lord Jesus called me to follow him.
那要跟从他呢，那就要学习主的样式。
And in order to follow him, we must learn from him.
那主耶稣的样式是怎么样？
And what is Jesus like?
就是柔和谦卑。
He is gentle and lowly in heart.
这个功夫不容易。
This is a difficult lesson to learn.
但是呢，却必须要学习。
But it is a lesson we must learn.
如果你的恩赐很大，而且没有学习主耶稣这个样式很危险。
If you have acquired great spiritual gifts, but you don't have the lowliness and gentleness of Christ, you will be heading for danger.
我们看摩西拿着神的杖，那个是很厉害的。
Just look at the staff in Moses' hand, how powerful that staff was.
以色列人那么吵啊闹啊, 如果摩西啊, 发怒起来啊, 哦, 不得了, 只要一挥啊, 哇, 以色列人全部死光光。
Had Moses just waved the rod when he got angry with the Israelites, then all the Israelites would have perished instantly.
保罗也这样说,
Paul said,
他是有权柄的,
He has the authority.
哥林多教会那么吵闹，说：“哎呀，你们不要吵闹，不要让我带这个权柄去啊！用权柄对付你们，这样不好。”
There were many problems in church, but he told them, "Please, do not, please behave yourselves, because I don't want to exercise my authority."
因为主耶稣给我这个权柄啊，不是要败坏人的，是要造就人的。
Because Christ has given me this authority to build people up, not to punish people.
他不愿意。 用这个神的恩赐去败坏人。
Paul did not want to abuse God's authority for his own benefit.
你看摩西就是世上最谦和的人，才有这样大的权柄，他才会用得很正确。
Moses was the most humble and meek person on earth. That is why he was given this authority, and he used it well.
不但不会去败坏人，也不敢有一点点来荣耀自己。
He never used that authority to destroy others, and never did he bring glory upon himself.
因为柔和啊, 就不会去害人了。
If a person is gentle, he will not hurt other people.
谦卑啊, 就不会荣耀自己啊。
And if he is lowly in heart, he will not glorify himself.
所以我看主耶稣在世上的工作就是这个样子。
And this was what Jesus' ministry was like.
他的谦卑很简单, 就是说我凭自己不能做什么, 就是这样。
His humility can be seen in what he said, that he did not do anything on his own.
保罗说, 我是最小的, 比众生都最小, 还要小。
We also see the same humility in Paul, who said, I am the least of the apostles.
他的柔和说, 我像母亲乳养自己的儿女一样。
And he was gentle because he said he was like a nursing mother.
保罗说, 我效法基督, 我相信, 因为他就是, 真的就像基督啊。
So sure enough, Paul was an imitator of Christ because he was like Christ.
所以这个基督的样式啊, 是我们一定要学习的。
So this is an example of our Lord Jesus we have to learn.
那我们学习他的样式啊, 就可以负他的恶, 担他的担。
If we are able to learn from our Lord Jesus, we can then take up his yoke and his take up his yoke.
负主的恶就是与主同工。
To take up the yoke of the Lord is to work with the Lord.
那我们心里啊, 就必得享安息。
Then we will find rest for our souls.
所以我看, 哎, 那父主的恶, 单主的单, 是一种享受啊。
So it is really an enjoyment to take up the Lord's yoke and the Lord's burden.
哦, 这个是第一个吸引我的, 我说我的主啊, 我愿意, 哇, 这个太好了, 太轻松,
So this passage really attracted me in because To me, this was a great assurance.
因为这个才是真正的安息。
Because through this, I could find true rest.
安息是一种享受, 不是说停止什么的, 是享受, 享安息啊。
Rest is an enjoyment. It is not a state of doing nothing.
今天我们跟随主耶稣基督啊, 就是要时时刻刻要享安息。
Today, as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be able to enjoy rest every moment.
安息是享受安息是一种最快乐的事情。
And to be able to enjoy rest is the greatest blessing.
所以神从创世纪初就应许说，啊，我们可以进入神的安息。
That's why since creation, God has given us the promise of entering His rest.
那就是最快乐的事情。
That is the greatest joy.
所以今天我们要与神同工。
Today we need to work with God.
一定要学主耶稣这个柔和谦卑的心。
We must first of all learn from Jesus' example, heart of lowliness and gentleness.
圣灵就在这样的心中啊, 很清楚地来, 做工。
Once we have that kind of heart, the Holy Spirit will be able to work very easily within us.
所以主耶稣与父同工, 就是这样子, 他, 因为有这样的心。
That's why the Lord Jesus was able to work with the Heavenly Father, because he had this kind of heart.
所以他每一个时刻, 他很清楚, 神的旨意, 神要做的工作是什么。
At every moment in his life, he knew very well what the Heavenly Father wanted him to do.
啊, 所以保罗也这样勉励我们,
Paul encourages us.
啊, 要基督耶稣的心为心。
We need to have the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊, 那种心是这么谦卑顺服的。
That lowly and submissive heart.
顺服到死。
submission to the point of death.
自己卑微啊，我是人啊，我是人，就自己卑微啊。
The Lord emptied himself and humbled himself.
所以存心顺服，甚至于顺服到死，死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was obedient even to the point of death and death on a cross.
保罗就是学习主耶稣这样柔和谦卑的心来跟随主。
And Paul imitated the lowly and gentle heart of our Lord Jesus Christ and followed the Lord.
所以圣灵会借着他做那么多的工作。
This is why the Holy Spirit used Paul to do so much work for God.
他很清楚地说，我们是与神同工的。
And Paul also said that he was a co-worker with God.
虽然哥林多教很多人说我们是属于保罗的。
Many Corinthian believers said, we belong to Paul.
保罗说你们怎么会属于我的？奇怪。
But Paul asked them, how can you say you belong to me?
你们是奉我的名洗礼的吗？
Were you baptized in my name?
保罗为你们钉十字架吗？
Was Paul crucified for you?
你看保罗多清楚啊，他不会说众人的声音，哦，拥护保罗，拥护保罗，啊，自己就飘起来了，不会的嘞。
Paul was never affected because of people's adoration.
所以他表明了，我们是与神同工的。
He said very clearly, we are co-workers with God.
你们是神栽种的田地，是神建造的房屋，我们是与神同工的。这个房屋这个田地都是神在工作的。
You are God's field and you are God's building, he said, because it is God who does all these.
因为他效法基督的柔和谦卑的心。
So indeed, Paul had learned from the lowly and gentle heart of our Lord Jesus.
柔和谦卑不是用讲的。
Lowliness and gentleness is not something you talk about.
那是我们的心是很实在的。
It is something we need to put into practice from our heart.
所以这样的心呢，圣灵就会很清楚在我们里面工作。
If you have that heart, then the Holy Spirit will work very easily in you.
那像腓立比教会那种顺服，那这个圣灵工作就很顺畅。
If you are able to be as submissive as the Philippian believers, then the work of the Holy Spirit will be very strong and powerful.
有时候我们顺服的心不够。
Sometimes we are simply not submissive enough.
好像神呢，要主耶稣啊，背十字架。
The Heavenly Father wanted Jesus Christ to bear the cross.
主耶稣的心呢是顺服的。
Jesus was submissive.
但这个太难了，这个太难。
But the cross was so painful.
你看带了肉体的主啊，他也软弱，也会伤啊，几乎要死啊。
Being in the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ was so grieved to the point of death.
那看主怎么样来顺服，怎么样顺服。
And we can look at how our Lord Jesus submitted to God.
迫切的祷告，祷告到，那个血好像，那个汗好像血滴，一直滴在地上。
He prayed very earnestly, so much so that his sweat was like drops of blood.
希伯来书的作者五章那里七节说啊，基督啊，在肉身的基督啊，他恳切的祷告，大声哀哭恳求。
According to Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7,Jesus Christ offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears.
为了要顺服神的旨意，背十字架。
He did this in order to submit to the will of God and take up the cross.
所以要顺服圣灵啊，这一项啊，很不容易。
It is not easy to submit to the Holy Spirit.
当神的旨意要我们去做那些我们不想做的事情，我们不愿意的事情。
When God's will is for us to do things that we don't like to do.
那个时候要怎么很清楚啊？我们感我知道，但是体贴身体的软弱，体贴自己的意思，那就阻碍了。
When God's movement in our hearts is very clear, if we quench the movement because of our fleshly laziness, then we cannot do anything.
主耶稣不敢有人的意思，但是他肉体上是有软弱。
Jesus was in the flesh. He had weaknesses, but he dared not obey his own will.
他赶快啊，我恳切的祷告。
So what he did was he prayed earnestly.
一直求天父说，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
He kept praying to the Heavenly Father, not according to my will, but yours be done.
这个就是我们要学习的。
This is something we must learn.
常常就是这么说，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Let's keep saying, not according to my will, but yours be done.
那你看，如果我们有这样顺服的心，圣灵怎么会不工作呢？
If we are so submissive, how can the Holy Spirit not work with us?
一定可以成全神的旨意。
We will definitely be able to carry out God's will.
所以一定要基督耶稣这样的心呢，为我们的心。
So may the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ be our hearts.
再一项就是第五项，要成为圣洁合乎主用。
Point E, we need to be sanctified for the Lord's use.
这个是提摩太后书啊，保罗的勉励。
This is Paul's encouragement in 2 Timothy.
合乎主用。
For the Lord's use.
有顺服的心。那 又成为圣洁合乎主用，那这样就很顺畅。
If we're submissive as well as sanctified, then the Holy Spirit will work powerfully.
那我们在凡事上呢，一定要查验不要冲动，一定要查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And in everything, we must understand the will of the Lord, His good and pleasing will.
那既然明白了以后，就靠圣灵行事。
After we understand God's will, we need to walk in the Holy Spirit.
不要靠自己。
Do not walk in our own ways.
那我在工作当中在生活上随时祷告工作并行。
And as we work, we continue to pray at the same time.
这是我们尼希米记所学习的
This is a lesson from Nehemiah.
尼希米的秘诀。
This is Nehemiah's secret.
所以这样就可以让圣灵在我们里头去完成神的工作。
Then we can allow the Holy Spirit within us to finish God's work.